This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The red meat industry is holding an optimistic outlook for 2024. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The U.S. red meat industry gathered in Kansas City last week for the annual U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference. USMEF Chair Randy Spronk sense optimism among attendees for the remainder of 2024.
You look at the first 3 months of this year, volume's up 6%, value's up 7% here. There's still continued demand here. One of the interesting statistics that was pointed out here today that, you know, we've expanded the sow herd in the United States over the last 5 years, and really all that expansion has gone towards exports. So very favorable for what we do within U.S. Meat Export Federation. I think everybody in the beef side's looking, well, when are we going to start retaining heifers? And so a lot of discussion and opinions on, you know, whether that's occurring right now or when that's going to be able to occur here, because that's an important aspect to think about here too.
Spronk stressed the need for an equal playing field in the global trade marketplace.
When we look at those countries that we have free trade agreements, we lower tariff and we lower non-tariff trade barriers. U.S. products, they maintain access because of their healthfulness, because of their taste, because of their cost effectiveness. American agriculture is good, but we do need a level playing field. And I think that's the position we just need to keep verbalizing in agriculture here. We look at the past when Korea and Colombia, two phenomenal markets that we've just shown continued growth here. We need some new markets here. I'd make reference to Vietnam. Vietnam could have been within TPP here. They're in CPTPT. We're on the outside looking in here. We're at a tariff disadvantage on our products that go into that country at a time frame when they could really use our product. Philippines would be another example. So just great opportunities for continued free trade agreements. And we just want to make sure our administration and our Congress hears that.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.